What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 151 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And Messiah.
Hello.
And here we are. We'll be talking about... There's actually some decent amount of news. It's mainly just announcements for expansions, game releases, stuff like that. And then we'll get into those new releases. And then I want to have Zaya talk about the Gold Saucer on FF14, since she's the only one of us who has actually spent some time in there. And I'm curious to hear about it from... someone I know. So
I don't have a problem.
I know. It's okay. You can enjoy it. I just think it's funny. Even though you tweet that you have a problem.
I was literally like, I'm addicted to Chocobo Racing.
Let's go ahead and jump into new releases this week. So out this week was Dragon Ball Z Universe, Dynasty Warrior 8 Empires, Rugby 15, Starwall, and Resident Evil Revelations 2 Episode 1. PS3, Dead or Alive 5, Last Round, Dragon Ball as well, Dynasty as well, Resident Evil Revelations Episode 2, which I believe is cross-buy for PS3 and PS4. So if you buy one, you get in the other. Starwall, Under Night in Birth EXE, and then Vita gets Desert Ashes for free. I don't even know how to pronounce this name of this game. It's...
Firefly?
Yeah, Firefly, just call it Firefly. I'm gonna call it...
The Hitori no Nikki one?
That's what that is? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to call it like... I'm not even going to attempt it. Okay.
No, try it.
I'm not going to.
Not going to go that route?
Nope.
It's like four random letters in a row.
It's H-T-O-L pound N-I-Q, which would mean it'd be like a tall pound Nick. I have no idea. It's, unless they want it to be a hashtag.
Yeah, I can't remember what the reasoning for that was. It's some abbreviated version of the name, which in English translates to Firefly. So it's like Firefly of the Fireflies. I don't know. It's something like that. I can't remember the exact name, but it's got Firefly in there more than once, technically.
Yeah. There's a bunch of PlayStation Plus things discounted. It's a huge list, just a bunch of random stuff. There's no particular pattern here. Like, typically it's always a game series. This is just a bunch of different stuff, so I don't necessarily go through all of it. Limbo's discounted on the Vita, so there's that. I'm trying to see if anything else here stands out. Not a whole lot. Let's see. PS1 Classics, Xevious 3D G Plus, DLC, Dragon Ball Z Universe Drive Club, Shadow of Middle Voldor, The Bright Lord, Monopoly Family Fun Pack, Monopoly Plus, Resident Evil Revelations 2 DLC. What DLC comes with Revelations 2? It's ranged from $20 to $25. It must be some crazy stuff.
So, wait.
There's DLC for an episodic game.
Maybe it's I was just going to say that the game is episodic. The entire game isn't out yet, and there's DLC for it?
I think, well, at this price point of $20 to $25, it's probably like, you know how on iTunes you can subscribe, you can buy the season, like you get a season pass?
Yeah.
And it just... Which isn't a discount. It's the exact same price. It just downloads automatically once the new episode comes out. It could be something like that. Like, you're just buying the season outright right now, and then it'll just constantly preload every episode, I guess.
It's got to be the season pass.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Otherwise, wow, they're huge dicks.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
But it sucks. I really want to play Revelations 2 because I hear the co-op's really good. But it doesn't have online co-op. It's local co-op.
Does it work with SharePlay?
Ooh,
or whatever the couch SharePlay thing is?
The couch. Oh, man, I should try that.
Because I know that works on some games. We tried it on Towerfall Ascension, and it didn't work on that. But it might work on Resident Evil.
Oh, that would be interesting. I should try that. Because I do want to get it. But like I said, because it's local... It's funny because they took out the local co-op from PC, even though I think it's weird that you would play local co-op on a PC. I mean, unless you're playing, you know, Civ 5 and you're handing it off back and forth the mouse between each person, I don't see you playing a split-screen game on PC. But that's just me.
I don't know. I mean, if you've got the right setup,
I guess.
It's not really much difference than a console.
I mean, if they allowed it to where you could split-screen between dual monitor and have each person have their own monitor, that would be nice. But
yeah.
I'll have to try that, yeah, because I do want to play it. I hear it's fun, single player, like you just switching back and forth between each character is really quick. But, yeah, I do want to play it co-op. But maybe I'll get it and we can try that, see if it works that way through the share play feature. As long as you don't go into one of my games and delete characters or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to do exactly that.
Totally. Oh, great. Easily, too.
Yep. And there's a bunch of other regular discounts for some games. There's a lot of Ubisoft discounts. I don't know if they're still going on, since it's Sunday, obviously. But there was a bunch of Ubisoft discounts on, like, Far Cry 3, I think, was, like, $10, and Blood Dragon was $5 on the PS3. I was like, those are some pretty great deals. I know Far Cry 4 discounted. It wasn't a huge discount. But it was,
I think, the, it was Far Cry 4 for like $40, which is a pretty good discount.
Yeah, I thought it was like 46, but maybe it was 40. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. I was like, man, if you hadn't played Far Cry 3, $10 for Far Cry 3 is awesome.
Well, aside from that, I know Target was doing a Ubisoft buy one, get one free deal.
Ooh.
They only had limited games. And yeah. Unfortunately, the buy one, get one free deal, the prices were almost full price, so it basically ends up being the exact same as buying them separately through this discount.
Mm.
Still cool, but yeah. You know, you can get Far Cry 4 and, you know, Watch Dogs for $60 if you want.
Yeah. Let's see. So let's move on to other articles here. We have, there was some footage shown for a canceled Legacy of Kain game. Ugh. Like from NeoGAF, a user posted it. Let's see, it was, let's see, who was it? Post this footage, gives a look at this stuff. Developed at British studio Climax, the team who's currently creating Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, and then Crystal Dynamics was also involved, though it was no, probably just over, like, creative decisions, considering they were working on Tomb Raider, the reboot. I've never played much of the Legacy of Kain games, or Soul Reaver. I know they were extremely popular between the people that played it. You know, Amy Hennig obviously worked on the Legacy of Kain games before she moved over to Uncharted. But I never actually... I remember playing the demo for Soul Reaver on PS1. It was on one of the demo discs, but I never actually played the entire game. I don't know about you guys, but I watched some of the footage. It looked pretty interesting. It kind of looked like reminded me of Shadow of Mordor a bit, like the way the game, that game plays out, and like the traversal through the stuff. I don't know if you guys saw any of the footage, but yeah, there's that. Let's see. Did you ever play Legacy of Kain or any stuff like that?
No.
So I was just typing in the background, looking like I'm
doing stuff. She's looking up Legacy of Kain to see what it is.
I remember playing them when I was younger, but I never owned any of them, so it had to be at a friend's house, but mm-hmm. not something I needed to have, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's see, moving on here. There's a report, apparently, that The Division, Tom Clancy's The Division, will be getting a public beta soon. I was trying to see if there's some data digging that some fans on Reddit turned up details on the game's website. Let's see, I'm trying to figure out where it says exactly in this article, the support in IGN. It says arrive, let's see, buried within the website's files and HTML, alpha section that's not yet visible can be seen. So there's a sign, yeah, they have a screenshot here, it says alpha, so which implies that they could be getting a alpha page, or an alpha, alpha test pretty soon, considering this game is supposed to launch, you know, this year, so we'll see what happens there. I'd be interested to try out that alpha for sure, kind of get a feel for the game. What else we got? GTA 5 is finally going to get online heists in March, and the PC version was again delayed until April. So I know.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it supposed to have those like at the launch of the game?
Yeah, they wanted them, but then they realized, I think the problem they had was that they didn't want it to be just the way they had the heist that they had were kind of like just like the story heist, but they didn't want it to be where only one person was the driver and like one person did this, because it felt like some portions of the heist, some people didn't really do a whole lot, and they wanted it to feel like everybody was actually participating in the entirety of the heist. So they really wanted to tweak it out and, you know, make it more fun for everybody involved, which, you know, makes sense. But, I'm not that I was, you know, waiting for it to happen. I hardly played much of the online multiplayer. I played a little bit of it, but not much at all. Let's see, mainly because there's a lot of problems with it when it initially came out. The Evil Within's first DLC, The Assignment, gets a release date. It'll be coming out March 10th. So I'm looking forward to that. They showed the trailer for it. The Assignment places players in the roles of Detective Julie Kidman, partner of the Evil Within's protagonist, Sebastian Castellano. The story-driven DLC centers around her whereabouts during the Evil Within and reveals her hidden motivations and her connection to the antagonistic organization Mobius. So it sounds a lot like... This DLC reminds me a lot of the Ada Wong DLC in Resident Evil 4.
That was interesting DLC.
Because it's basically, you know, find out what she was doing the whole time during the events of Resident Evil 4. And then they did the same thing in Resident Evil 6 where you could play as Ada Wong. You know, find out what she was doing in the background. Because this character kind of plays that same kind of role, so considering she helps out Mobius and all that stuff. But I'll definitely be playing it. It looks a lot of fun. And it's funny, it comes out on March 10th, because March 10th is also when the Far Cry 4 Valley of the Yeti DLC comes out. And I'm definitely looking forward to that. That they showed the trailer for that, and it looks like a lot of fun. I still haven't played The Escape from Darkest Prison, even though it's more of a time trial DLC, but I still have it. I'll probably wait until this DLC comes out and just play both of them. I definitely want to play some more Far Cry 4. Hopefully my cousin picks it up and isn't too busy grinding out his relic on FF14 so he actually plays another game, because that's all he does. It's so annoying. It's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, come on, man. Play another game.
Poor cousin.
No, he's just... He's like, I
gotta play 14, man. I gotta play 14. Gotta get my weapon.
Gotta get my Zeta on patch day.
God, the Hatma. Gotta get that lights. Like, Jesus Christ. It's like, that's why I stopped. I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm not gonna do this anymore. I'll just get whatever weapon I can that's good for what I'm doing, and I'll be fine. But I'm not gonna sit here, and I gave up. Like, I'm not gonna do the books anymore. I don't want to have to do all the other stuff anymore. I don't have the time for it. I got other games, and I don't want to sit playing FF the whole time.
There's a lot of good games coming out too now.
Yeah, and it's like,
we're hitting the end of like the lull.
Yeah, it's all the big releases have been starting to come out, and there's going to be more. Let's see. So aside from that Far Cry DLC, what else do you got here? Slender the Arrival will also be heading to PS4 and Xbox One in March on the 24th on PS4 and 25th on Xbox. I was wondering why it took so long for it to get to arrive on next gen. It arrived
Wasn't
on PS.
That's supposed to be a launch game too.
Well, no, that I don't think Slender was supposed to be a launch game. I remember it was announced for PS3 and Xbox Live back, you know, a while ago after it came out on a PC. They said, "Oh, it'll come to these consoles." And then I guess they're going to wait to see how it did on the last gen, which apparently it had big sales on all three platforms according to the studio. But I'll probably pick it up. I did like the Slender games. The original one. I never played any of the other ones later on. Let's see. According to the director of Final Fantasy XV, the end is in sight. Reported an article from IGN. Talking to IGN, apparently it's about, you know, they were saying it was 55% complete last September, and it looks like they are up. Let's see, it says it's about 60% now. People may look at that and say, well, you've only done 5% more, but it's actually a lot more complicated than that. He says, in some ways I've been very conservative in my estimates. They're not wanting to put out too big a number. Developing big games on a large scale like this, it's not very even in terms of each area of the game being created. So you have uneven development processes where some things are nearly done and others are still at prototype stage. So it looks like, though, he goes on to continue to talk about, you know, how well they're doing and progresses that they've made. Progress, rather. So there's that. So who knows when that'll come out.
But it does seem to exist.
Yeah, I mean, they showed all that footage. They showed that wildlife video. It was just showing all the animals in the world. The behemoths fighting each other. We'll see how it goes.
I bet it comes out in 2016.
Well, it'll come out before Last Guardian.
Weren't they trying to aim for, like, late this year?
Well, they figured they're probably trying, but who knows how it'll go. I mean, they don't want to rush it, but we'll see what happens. Apparently, the newest, the Dark Souls 2 invader that come out with the Scholar of the First Sins, the Forlorn, is an invader that apparently hunts you down. According to this article in IGN. Let's see. Little is known about the invader, only that he hunts down the player through the game with deadly skill and tenacity. So apparently, he will just constantly chase you. I'm curious. It's weird. He looks like he's wielding a scythe in this one picture. There's no information about who this person is in the lore of the game, obviously, but I'd be interested. I wonder how often the NPC will invade you. You know, because there's a lot of those NPC invasions in Dark Souls 2, but it was always at, like, only certain points of the game. You know, this section you'll get invaded, and you have to kill them to get the item. But it'd be interesting to see if this is more like a nemesis from Resident Evil 3 situation, where he's just constantly showing up, and then you have to either run away or just take him out. I also know that apparently in Dark Souls 2, Scholar of the First Sins, they change it to where now fog doors no longer protect you from enemies. They'll chase you through them.
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know about if that means also once to bosses or just the fog doors between certain parts of levels. But yeah, they said they will follow you through. So
it's kind of interesting.
Yep.
There's... I wonder if that'll open anything up for more strategic play or new exploits. That's always kind of fun when things like that change.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sony also announced a 8-week Spring Fever PSN sale through the months of March and April. So far, it's the full list of games. It looks like the 3rd to the 9th, Helldivers will be discounted. First discount here. I believe this is a discount for everyone, not just play. Oh, wait. The first week price is the launch price for PlayStation Plus users, and the second amount is the regular price. Okay, so it'll be discounted for PS Plus and then the regular price for everybody else. Helldivers is on there at $17.99. Hotline Miami 2 is discounted by $1.50 for Plus members at $13.49. Then the week after that is Jamestown Plus, then Metal Slug 3, Axiom Verge, Bastion, Titan Souls, Shovel Knight in April. It'll be $13.50 for Plus members. And then there's also, additionally, each week, both a game franchise and a movie franchise will have featured sales. There's no specifics for these yet, but Sony will share more over the next 2 months. So it looks like the way it has listed, it looks like they list the game, for example, the first week of March, it's the games will be the Lego games, and the movies will be the Hobbit movies. So it looks like the entire Lego... Maybe it'll be just the Lego Hobbit and Lego Lord of the Rings, or everything Lego will be discounted. And then the week after that is Saints Row are the games, and the movies are X-Men. Then after that, Assassin's Creed is the series, and the movie series is Transformers. Then the God of War series with Spider-Man, and then Batman with the Batman movies, and then Dragon Age with the Lego movie. And then it says movies, Lego. Isn't there only one Lego movie? I mean, unless there's other... No, that's just the one, but whatever. And then in April's Grand Theft Auto with Planet of the Apes, and then Call of Duty with the Taken series. It's a lot of stuff on there. It'd be interesting to see what kind of discounts they get for those series games. Not that, you know, the ones that I'm interested in I already have anyways, so it's not like I'm going to go back and get something. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see like how much they discount those games and movies. Let's see what else that looks like. That's about it. I know Destiny had a 1.1.1 patch, they had a buff to some weapons. They buffed up their fusion rifles and their shotguns for PvE.
They buffed fusion rifles?
Yeah, for PvE, not for PvP. They realized in PvE, everybody just used basically sniper rifles and scout rifles, where shotguns we're kind of putting the wayside because they weren't really that good. And considering people would, like, you know, try to get exotics like Bad Juju, the fusion rifle, it's like, well, the rifle's not, or it's not that great compared to other ones, so it was kind of a waste of time, and you had to put a lot of grinding in order to get that. So now they buffed him up to make him actually decent. Which would be nice, because I would have liked to have used shotguns in that game in certain sections, especially when you get rushed by, like, the Minotaurs and stuff. Any of the Hive characters that rush you were always annoying. But to be able to just blast them with shotgun for some bonus damage would be great, but not that I've logged into the game in a long time, but there's that. Aside from that, it looks like all the news is basically out. I know Gold Saucer, I want to get into Gold Saucer, because Zai's played it, and I figured I kind of want to hear about how fun the Gold Saucer is. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Gold Saucer, Zai?
I haven't left since the update. This is where my home is now.
So what can you do? What's the variety of things you can do in the Gold Saucer?
There's, just like the saucer in 7, there's, like, the different squares that you can go to and play the games. And they have the triple triad, which is bullshit difficult. But in each of the little squares, there's little, like, arcade kind of games that you can play for, like, little point bonuses and stuff. But there's timed events that show up every now and then. I think it's on the 15 and the 45 minute mark of every hour. And you go to the different squares, and there's one in the event square where you can, you have to mimic emotes, the NPCs, and if you do it right, you get points. And there's one where Typhon will, like, teleport around the stage and, like, blow people off. And then there's a couple of them where there's, like, this little mountain, and then there's a, like, catwalk around, like, a giant Cactar statue, and you have to run up them while bombs are falling down, and just little things like that that are super fun, but they're really hard too, but you get points for doing them, so. And then the chocobo races are, like, the greatest thing in the world. So yeah. It's only, like, 10 points to play, but even if you come in last, you get, like, 30 points, so it's a really good way to make up the points. Mm-hmm. The only downside is it's really hard to make points, and all of the stuff is really expensive. I think the Fenrir mount is 1 million MGP, which is the Gold Saucer points. Mm-hmm. And if you do some of the events, the time events give you like 120, and some of them give you like 480, I think. But you have to pay 50 to play them. And then even the Chocobo Racing, you pay 10 to play it, and even if you get first, I think the most you can get is like 90. So it takes freaking forever to save up for stuff, but you can get, if you get super lucky, like doing the triple triad and you get cards, you can sell them, or you can do what the fuck is it called, the cactpot. Yeah, it's like a lottery. There's a daily one that you can play where you can win. If you get really lucky, you can win 10,000 points. Mm-hmm. And then there's a weekly one you can play if you, it's like to match the numbers, like an actual lottery. Mm-hmm. If you win that one and you match all the numbers, you get 1 million points.
Yeah.
But yeah. I didn't win crap on the first one, so.
Can you get, like, any gear? Like, can you use the Gold Saucer as a gear alternative versus Poetics or, like, turn 13, like all the turns and stuff? Like, can you get decent gear out of Gold Saucer?
No, it's all glamour stuff.
Oh, damn.
It's all glamour. They have, like, outfits that the NPCs in the cities wear. You can get those, or you can get, what I thought was really cool is the weapons you can get. The bow looks like the Lamia bows that the Lamias used in Final Fantasy XI. Mm-hmm. And the Black Mage staff looks like a heart staff that they used.
What the dragons get?
They have like, it reminds me of the Sahagin spears. It looks like a big crab claw, like on top of it. And then I think the ninjas get like the Lamia daggers or something like that. I don't remember exactly. I bought the bow because I'm a tool and I spent 10,000 points on it. But I've been racing my chocobo so much. I think he's rank 25 now. And I think you have to get them to 30 or 35 to breed them. But in order, it's so frustrating because it's really fun and you really want to like do all the things, but in order to teach your chocobo skills and to teach it stats and stuff when it ranks up, and to get the breeding permits, you have to spend the gold saucer points, but everything is like 20,000 points or more. And it's really frustrating because it's so hard to get points. You have to do good in the races, you have to do good at Triple Triad, you have to do all of, like, the event points to even accumulate the points at a reasonable rate. And so my week has just been like standing at the chocobo racing counter in between timed events and then doing those and doing the daily lottery thing, which is kind of crap too. The most I've won for it, I won like 3,000 points from it. But that's the most I've won.
Now they're constantly like a lot of people.
But it's still fun and addicting.
Are there a lot of people in Gold Saucer?
Oh yeah. The first day that it was out, it was hard to even get into it because it was congested, and then they did an update like the day after, and it's a little easier to get in, but there's a ton of people in here.
Oh, so wait, you have to wait like in a queue in order to get inside the Gold Saucer?
On the first day you did, because there were so many people going in, and the area was completely congested, and it literally could not fit any more people into it. But SE fixed it like the next day, and I haven't had a problem since because I log out here every day.
This is where I live now. This is my home. I'm just inside the Gold Saucer.
I live under the little mountain now.
That's funny.
I haven't left. I haven't done anything. All I did was I went into Duty Finder while I was still in the Gold Saucer because you can get Triple Triad cards from some of the primal fights and some dungeons and stuff. So I would just queue up for a bunch of random stuff trying to get cards, and I would do that like while I was chocobo racing or doing the timed events.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
I have a problem, but it's okay.
If they had snowboarding from FF7, that would be great.
Oh yeah, that's the only thing they don't have.
Do they have the only thing they don't have? Do they have the battle arena that has the roulette that goes off and tells you what kind of handicaps you have to have?
No. I think... Do they have
something? Look how sad you just made her sound.
No, because I remember them talking about something like that, but I don't know if they added it in like a different way or...
Yeah.
They didn't just add it at all. No, I haven't seen anything.
I wonder if that'd be kind of hard to do. Like, because then it would have to be totally turn-based, you know?
They did a similar thing at FanFest where they had the different EX Primals fight set up, and then they had, like, a wheel that you, like, physically spun that gave you a handicap for your party. But I don't know how they would implement that, like, in-game, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was stuff like you had to fight, like, Moogle EX with the shirts off on, or, like, just like jobs, not classes, so like archers and arcanists and stuff like that, but you had to do like E3 EX. So I don't know how they would do it in game. That'd be really cool though, especially if you could win a buttload of points for doing it.
Yeah, well, sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. I don't know if I just don't have time to really go there and mess around. Like, if I could get stuff that others, like, outside of glamour, that was like actual items I could do, like, I could see maybe doing that as an alternative versus needing to log in and grind out Poetics or something like that. But
yeah, it's definitely a gigantic time sink, but it's a fun time sink. And I can see them probably adjusting either the prices for things or like the rewards that you get from chocobo racing and Triple Triad and stuff like that. Because as it is now, it does take, unless you get really lucky with the lotteries, it takes a long time to save up the points for stuff.
Yeah.
Especially for cards. Michael's been blowing all of his points on cards.
Now, what are the cards for?
For Triple Triad.
Okay, so what's Triple Triad?
Triple Triad's the card game from Final Fantasy VIII.
Okay, I didn't play it, so that's why I
did you play?
Nope.
failure.
Is it like that card game that was on the Play Online launcher for FF11 that you could do?
Yes and no. That was Tetramaster from 9.
Okay.
But it's the same idea. You have, like, cards that are based on... see, I didn't play a lot of Tetramaster, but I played the crap out of Triple Triad in 8.
Mm-hmm.
You have, like, you have cards that have, like, mobs and characters from the game and stuff. So the cards in 14, there's, like, a Bahamut card, and there's, like, a Ralbun card, and, like, the Seed Seer and stuff like that. And they all have numbers on them. They have 4 numbers on the top, bottom, left, and right. Mm-hmm. And then to play it, you have to set the card next to another card and battle the numbers, basically, on that side.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a card that has, like, a 7 on the left-hand side, you need a card with, like, an 8 or higher on the right-hand side to battle that number. And then the highest number gets to take that card. I'm explaining it terribly, but it makes a lot of sense when you play it. And there's a bunch of... The thing I don't like about 14 is they added all these stupid rules, like plus rule and like simple rule. I don't even understand that one.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of fun, but it's also really hard because you start with like crappy cards, and then the first NPC that you can battle to start earning cards and points already has way better cards than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get really good at exploiting the rules that certain NPCs have. And I don't even... Sometimes I win and I don't know what happened. I'll put down a card and it'll take over the whole board with pluses and combos. I'm like, okay.
You're like, I guess. Sure, why not? Yeah,
that works. Why not?
Well, sounds interesting.
But it's really fun.
Sounds like that card game would be like, they'd have like a mobile companion app so you can play that game or something.
If they had like iOS Triple Triad, my life would be over.
Or if they had a way that you could participate in like Choco races or other things in the Gold Saucer via mobile app, I could see them doing something like that.
You could just like queue your Chocobo up to race for you.
Yeah.
That would be a bad time.
Matt, so while you were telling the story and I was listening to you, I had this email from EA. It's like, oh, take a survey. I'm like, I'm always interested in see what these publisher surveys are. In one section, they ask me, which of the following video games, if any, have you heard of? And it's like a list of, let's say, oh, shit, there's a lot of games. There's like 50 games here. It's like, well, I've heard of every one of these games. Like, it's like Assassin's Creed Victory. I like how they include Victory being the leaked game, but they're all Assassin's Creed, Batman Arkham Knight, Battlefield Hardline, Bloodborne, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Dragon Age Inquisition, Evolve, Far Cry, FIFA, EA Sports PGA Tour, Final Fantasy Type-0, Final Fantasy 15, GTA 5, Kingdom Hearts 3, Little Big Planet 3, Madden 15, Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, Minecraft, MLB 15 The Show, Mortal Kombat X, NBA 2K15, NBA Live, NHL 15, Overwatch, Pro Evolution Soccer, Project Cars, Rainbow Six Siege, Star Wars Battlefront, The Crew, Golf Club, The Order 1886, The Witcher 3, Tom Clancy's Division, Uncharted 4, W2K15. Then the bottom says, I have not heard of any of these video games, but they don't have an option for, I have heard of every one of these video games. It's like, I know everything on this list. Like, the only thing I think of that people might not know if they're just console gamers is maybe they don't know about Overwatch, since that's, you know, Blizzard. And then maybe something like EA Sports PGA Tour, because, you know, I don't know how well golf games sell. But it's like everything else on this list. But I do love how they put Victory, because that was a leaked game, so whatever. But now it's like I have to click every one of these goddamn boxes.
Who are they sending this survey to? Like, if you're signed up for an EA survey, wouldn't you know at least half of the games on that list?
Yeah, and it's like that's what I don't understand. Are they trying to figure out, okay, which one of these you know, how many of these are EA games? And oh, that's like, how likely to buy each of the video games listed below? And now I know about all these games. It's like all the games, you know, well, Advanced Warfare is already out. I like how some of these are out and some of these are going to be out. Mm-hmm. I have already bought, okay, they do. I was going to say, you better have an I have already bought or pre-ordered this thing. I was on here, yeah, it's like, it's a silly survey. But yeah, I always like doing surveys sometimes. Especially for My favorites are the ones that are about like a franchise gone. So they ask you about games before the sequel comes out. Like, mm-hmm. would this sound interesting? Or back when Sony did the one way back when they were, everybody thought they might change PlayStation Plus, like the subscription model. But yeah. But all right. Well, that's Gold Saucer. Interesting. I guess maybe I'll have that at some point. If I had more time on 14, I'd get in there. But
if there were 36 hours in each day.
Yeah. It's worth coming here and at least doing like the daily draw thing, because you can do it every day and you can potentially win a lot of points from it.
Yeah. So if it was like an actual lottery where you can just win gil, but I don't know what I'm not really one to glamour. Like, I mean, I glamour, but I glamour like the suit, you know, the black suit. That's basically it. And then, but if I like,
yeah, the only like super useful stuff is the triple triad cards and the chocobo stuff, but it's all kind of expensive. Otherwise, the actual like prizes you get, like you can get minions, like you can get a fat chocobo minion, mm-hmm. and you can get mounts. I think there's an Adamantoise mount, and there's a Fenrir mount, but he's a million points.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because if I logged in outside of raid nights, I would have to do stuff like farm poetics and upgrade my gear. I don't want to do that again. I remember doing that for.
I actually kept my poetics just running stuff trying to get cards.
Nice.
So you could do that.
I guess.
Cap your poetics that way and get cards.
Just get cards. So you can get poetics in Gold Saucer?
No, or you get them from doing the duties.
Of the duties. Okay, that's.
Yeah, the dungeons and primals and stuff. Okay, right. I did them so much I kept my poetics already.
Oh. Yeah. See, I also don't like any of the new dungeons. Well, I haven't done any of the new ones yet. But I miss all the old ones. I felt like the old ones are around for much longer than they ever keep them around now. We've talked about this. It's like the dungeons just get changed too quickly. And they, because they don't want
to. I like Keeper of the Lake, but that's the only one I like.
Yeah. Because I know they don't want that thing that they had where, you know, Brave Fox hard mode, where they just have one that's easily burnable, like, oh, you can just do it, and they don't want it to be like, oh, just get four black mages and they can do it. They want it to be, they don't want it to be things that you can just speed run,
mm-hmm.
which is silly. Put in those artificial things like Stone Vigil hard mode, where it's like, oh, you have to stop right here, attack multiple waves of enemies, then you can proceed, which is annoying.
Or you have to kill a certain group of mobs in order to open the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, well.
Yeah, maybe if there's another lull, but even then, it's like, when there was a lull for games for a while, I was just playing Last of Us multiplayer. Man, that's the one thing I hate about playing, the only problem with playing Last of Us is if you play single player, if you play online by yourself, it's fine, because you can do no parties allowed. So then the teams are just random. There's no groups.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you play, like, it's me and my friend were playing, and it's two of us. And we join up. It's like, okay, well, if it's two of us with two other random guys, and then we play a team that's three or four in a party, it's like, well, then we kind of get smoked, because then the two guys on our team just go off and do their own thing, die, and then it's us. And then we run into the other team who are running together, and it's like, if it's me, and I run into two or more people, sure, I can down one, and then I die, but they're going to revive their buddy. And it's like, it's so annoying. I'm like, oh, it's like our teammates suck. And then the worst is like, well, the funniest thing is like when we're playing, then if someone on the other team starts to teabag, they're like, that motherfucker just teabagged me. It's like, oh, it's on now. Then we just go after those people and we run up and teabag them. I don't even care if I die. I just teabag. And so then it becomes this teabag war where we're teabagging each other every time we get killed. And then the worst, though, is then our teammates drop. And so then once we get more players in, it puts the people that we were teabagging and teabagging us on our own team. So we're all on a team now. But then I'm like, but because I don't care, like, I'll have heals and I want points. If one of the teabaggers gets hurt, I still
teabag them?
I'll heal them. No, I'll heal them. Usually what I want to do if someone really pisses me off is if they need to be revived, I'll teabag them first and then revive them. But no, I'll just heal them so they know, like, they know that I'm still a team player despite the... 'Cause that's the worst thing you don't want. Is just typically, I feel like if they're teabagging, they're just doing it out of fun or whatever, and I don't really care. I was just like, if you teabag me, I'm going to teabag you. That's how I do it. I never teabag in general. And so I'm like, oh, well, this is how it's going to be then. And but yeah, if they're on the same team, all of a sudden it's like, well, I'm still going to heal you and revive you. I'm not going to be like, because I'm not mad that they're teabagging, and I don't want to come off like,
oh, these guys are hella mad because I teabagged them that last game, blah, blah, blah.
It's like, no, I'll still heal you because now you're giving me points.
Yeah.
But now my goal is to get a higher score than you to show that, you know, I'm better.
I'm actually a better person.
Because the problem that sucks, it's like, because then it looks, your score is just garbage because your teammates are off doing their own thing, you know, just dying. And then it's like, yeah, I'll get it down. But because they're dominating now, it looks like, oh, they're super superior. It's like, nah, if you have a team of four, you're obviously going to do better than a bunch of two teams of two, because you guys are going to be more coordinated and all that stuff. Like when we run teams of four, it's, or even a team of three, it's like we do awesome. We're like, oh, we can tell, okay, there's a guy over here, he's over by the ambulance, he's over there. Mm-hmm. But I love that game online. It's so good, so good. But yeah, fun times. What have you been playing recently, Izzy?
Not too much. I went back and I played a little bit of Binding of Isaac to see if they patched the trophies yet. They haven't, so you still can't get the platinum trophy. Then I got discouraged.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yes, right now I'm just really excited for the games coming out in March, because that 8-week sale, I pretty much want every single one of those games. Top of the list being Shovel Knight again. I played it on 3DS. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Now I want to play it on PS4, and I want Axiom Verge very badly.
Yeah.
And Titan Souls.
And Titan Souls.
And the other five.
The other five.
Yeah, and then we got Bloodborne in 3 weeks, so I'm set, or I will be set.
It's gonna be good times.
It'll be something. Are you gonna get Bloodborne when it comes out? Or do I have to wait like 4 weeks to talk about it with you?
No, I already have it. I already have it pre-ordered.
Okay, just making sure. Well, you haven't played Dragon Age Inquisition yet, so.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, that's because I have like a bunch of things. It's like there was too much stuff at one time, and I'm like, and I was playing Alien Isolation, so.
Yeah, so my question still stands. I think I think answering that you haven't pre-ordered isn't really.
Well, no, because I'm more interested in, the reason I bought Dragon Age was because it was like, here's a bunch of games. They're also on sale at the time, and I was like, these are games I want to play. When I'll get to them, who knows, but I'll buy them on sale. So I bought them, and then I'll play it at some point, but it's not like at the, you know, top of my list. Like as we get to Bloodborne's gonna be like, okay, you know, I'm gonna play Bloodborne now. But right now it's like I haven't had a chance to really play much of the Order. I'll probably play more of it today, and then I want to, once the patch comes out for Dying Light, I'm going to play Dying Light again. And then I'll play, then I'll have the DLC for Far Cry, the DLC for Evil Within. But I'm looking forward to getting back into Dying Light once the patch hits. But you haven't played much of Dying Light since you first played those couple of games, huh?
No, I'm still waiting for the patch too. I want to play it on hard mode from the start.
Yeah.
I just like hard mode so much more than normal, and I think I went over this before, but I feel like if you play a game all the way through and then you switch to hard mode and you play it all the way through again, it's not actually hard because you're familiar with the game now, so all of a sudden it becomes, you know, the same difficulty as the first time you played.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. The survey is weird. Okay.
Still doing that survey?
Well, because they break down all these questions, like they ask you.
I thought it was like 10 questions.
Well, no, it's not 10 questions. It was like, it's more than that. It's just because now, after the point when it asks me what games I heard of, it breaks all the games down into groups. How they determine those groups, I have no idea. For example, this group of games right here, it's telling me, well, these ones are broken down because they ask you, would you buy it, your likeliness of buying a game versus if you've already bought it or pre-ordered it. And then after you do that, it breaks down each of the stuff that you've done, and it asks you, now it's asking me, you know, and now which statement below best describes when you would most likely buy the video games listed below? And all the games I listed were games that I'm interested in. I'm either interested in them or I'm definitely going to buy them, but I don't have them pre-ordered. And now it's asking me, it's like, I would pre-order it, I would buy it the day it came out. I would buy it the first week it was out. I would buy it the first 2 to 4 weeks. I would buy it a month after. I would buy it once the price dropped. It's like these weird, weird stuff. So, but yeah, this is the thing. It's like they don't have a thing. I would buy it if my friends also had it. They don't have that option.
Well, they assume you don't have friends. Well, that's a bunch of their working assumption.
If it's a multiplayer game, like it's like Evolve, would you buy this? It's like I would like they should add that. In. They should realize that that's a part of video games. It's the social aspect of it. It's like, well, who am I going to play this game with? But whatever.
That is a good point for Evolve because I don't have any problems with that game, but I would only have ever bought it if I had other people, a group of other people to play it online with.
Exactly. If I had people that played it, it's like I would play it all the time. Just like that's kind of how I feel about like I'm not interested in Star Wars Battlefront, but if it turns out to be like really good and I know people to play it, it's like maybe I'll try it. But even like the Division, I'm interested in Division, but depending on how much of it's better playing with friends, I don't know. Same with Rainbow Six Siege, it's like I'm interested in that, but if no one I know gets it, then I probably won't play it. But that's how multiplayer games work for me. All right, well, let's go ahead and get a secret word. I guess we could do addiction. No, I'm just kidding. we could do...
I was going to say gold saucer.
I was going to say gold saucer. Let's just do gold saucer. Gold saucer.
Yay!
Those are the secret words. Gold saucer. And there we go. Yeah, I guess that'll do it for this week's episode. Yeah, not a long one, just about 50 minutes. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I might have missed, but I don't remember anything at all.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow few slow weeks in a row.
Just release dates. Like, we had a lot of news in this one, but it was all, like, release dates or stuff. DLC, a game, or, like, the heist, like, an aspect of it. Like, it was all just release dates pretty much this week. Because outside of that, it's like there's the FCC rule on net neutrality, but... Other than that, there wasn't much game, video game wise. I hate it. Sometimes I get these stupid. I got a phone call. I'll call him back. I get these. I have like an app on my phone that I can sort. It's the Zite app, which is a great app, and it has like a gaming section. But sometimes the articles in the gaming section will have nothing to do with video games. I'm like, okay.
They're just like tech articles.
It's not even tech articles. It's like it's just dumb articles, and I'm like, I don't know why this is an article, but. Whatever. Like, I wish I had an example of it, but I'd have to open it up and hope that there was one there. But I can't, on the iPad, if I browse, I can swipe left, or I can swipe, like, I don't want to see this kind of stuff, and it'll take it out of there. But, on the iPhone, I can't do that. Like, it has for some reason, like, in this right now, in the gaming, the top articles are about Mario Party 10, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, Necropolis, the Valve headset, Monster Hunter 4, and then all of a sudden it goes to a Lego product listing view for shop.lego.com. Why that's in there, I don't know. It's not even like Lego video games, it's just Legos in general. And then I have what else is in there? Some just other stuff that just doesn't matter. It tells me about the HTC. I don't care about the HTC One M9. Goes official. I don't care about that. But anyway. All right. I guess that'll about wrap it up for this episode. So, again, secret word, gold saucer. So, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, Izzy, and thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Yep.
And we will see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.